Good afternoon. It is February 9th, 2015. The time is 1 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday afternoon here at the computer desk after spending probably, last hour and a half shoveling the snow and chipping away the ice outside on the sidewalks and driveways there, our own driveway, and as well as our neighbor, helping our neighbor out. As far as it's always good to have a couple extra shovels to make the work go by that much quicker. So, but in here drying off now at the computer desk. Well, I'm dry, but warming up, I guess you could say, because we did get some snow, and the current temperature is about 21 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a negative 6 degrees Celsius, and we probably got about, I would say just barely an inch, between an inch and a half, but prior to that, we did get about 3/4 of an inch to an inch of ice pellets overnight. We're expected to get anywhere from 1 to 3, and then it was 3 to 5, and then it was back to 1 to 3, so, but I think we're on the downhill side, back end of the, not as much compared to the folks up there in Boston, that they don't have anywhere to put the snow at all. So keeping that in mind, what little bit we got, just brush it away and press on, wait for the next storm, which is due in, from what I'm looking at on the forecast, this Thursday. So we'll see what happens, about another 1 to 3 inches. So, but I'm continuing my test of the ADIO audio program app. I've done it, test on the iPad mini. I've done a test on my smartphone, which is a Huawei Android 4.0 Ice Cream is the operating system. And now this recording is on my iPod Touch. And the interface, as I'm looking at it, my last test I did was on the smartphone. There's no timer indicating how much time I spent. So I've already spent 2 minutes and 35 seconds of talking right now. And I don't believe there's a limit. So I'm going to try and keep this to 10 minutes, because I'm going to go ahead and push this towards my two other audio platforms that I utilize. VoiceBall, which I haven't posted anything as of yet. And that other audio program, formerly known as AudioBoo, and attach a picture of what it looks like on my iPod Touch here. It has three buttons, a stop, pause, and send. And I can, on the iPod Touch, I can either email or text it. So I'm going to email it to my desktop, to where I can go ahead and, I think it's an MP4 file that is sent, because I have sent, let me check here. I did send one to me, and it came in as an MP4. It gets sent as an MP4 file, and the email that is sent, you can reply, but when you reply, you have to have the ADIO, in this case, ADIO mail, but from what I'm seeing on the webpage, but the interface on the iPod Touch just has ADIO, A-D-I-O at the top. And there's a pause button and a send. So I can either send this email or text it, and I have text. I did text my last test audio from ADIO on my smartphone to my Twitter account, so I'm able to do that. I just wanted to see what the interface was on the iPod Touch, and it's similar to the iPad Mini, in a sense. I think the iPad Mini, you can go ahead and tweet off of the app, so, but you can't on the iPod Touch, as well as the Android phone, so that's the difference there. And I'm liking the feel of it, just the fact that I'm able to go ahead and text it to my Twitter feed, which I'm over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich, and I'm on Fireman Rich on most of the social networks here on this thing called the internet. So this is basically a send message an email in your own voice. And on their webpage there for ADIO, it says say no to typing, and I've said this before. And it's about sending message in your own voice, and let's make the world a more connected place. Made by Ahmed and Hassan and their dad. Designed in California. Handcrafted with love in Maine. And they do have a webpage at Assemblies Lab. The at sign ASSEMBLELABS. I'll put that in the descriptions, I guess, when I post it up on Voicebo and the other audio program formerly known as Audio Boo. I guess they've got some challenge going on over there this month and stuff that from the looks of it, I've been listening to a few of them. It looks like it's strictly on the program formerly known as Audio Boo. I haven't found any other monthly challenge audios on any other platform. So I said in my last audio there that I posted up that I'm staying away from the challenges. They're interesting. I think they provide a good, interesting amount of content to listen to. But I don't really look at them as a challenge anymore. So I think it's more of a challenge to look at other programs and apps such as this one and try to play around with them, which I have on multiple platforms. And the one drawback is you cannot go onto the desktop or laptop to utilize this. It's strictly on iOS app or an Android app to where you can go ahead and download it from the App Store there for Apple and the Google Play Store for Google. And I'm liking what I've seen. This is going to be my last test. I will probably use this in some capacity. It's just another app that's in the toolkit, you could say, for traveling to get audio up there. The one drawback, and this is why I'm pushing it to Voicebo, as well as that audio app formerly known as Audio Boo, is to archive it, in a sense, and see how that, and all that is basically utilizing the upload feature on those particular two platforms, which doing so over on Voicebo, you stretch your 5 minutes into 10 minutes when you upload an audio file. So what else can I say about it? It's pretty easy to use. It's basically sending an MP4 voice audio email in your own voice. So you could utilize it between friends. In my case, I'm utilizing it to post the audio up on my audio timelines, or my timelines for my social media. And I like the feel of how it looks on the iPod Touch and the iPad Mini. The only thing I don't really care for it on the smartphone for Android is, for my particular Android, there's no clock indicating how much time I've utilized to talk. So that's one aspect. I don't call it a negative or anything like that, but overall, I give it about, I would say about three and a half stars as compared to Voicebo and that other program formerly known as Audio Boo. I give them upwards to a 4, so this is right in the ballpark. I was using a program called, what the hell is that program known as? Oh, iPadio. I haven't used that. I stopped using that. I'd much rather use ADIO here than I would use that. So, but I'm coming up on my 10-minute mark here, so that's all I have on this last test of ADIO. ADIO have nothing to do with ADIO Corporation, and I think it's a pretty interesting program. Be interested to see what ADIO Corporation does come out with in the near future. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.